Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakraborty. If you were asked to name some of America's best restaurant cities, you'd probably give the nod to places like New York, San Francisco, and New Orleans. But don't count Boston out. This city has more than its share of well-known and accomplished chefs, and last night, two of them won high honors at the James Beard Awards.
Jamie Bissonette, chef and owner of Copa and Toro in Boston's South End, was named Best Chef in the Northeast, and Barbara Lynch, known for restaurants like Menton, Number 9 Park, B&G Oysters, among others, was named Outstanding Restaurateur, which has been called the biggest win of her career. Joining us now to talk more about these chefs and Boston's place in the culinary world is someone who's won his own James Beard Award for food writing, Corby Kummer, senior editor at The Atlantic and restaurant critic for Boston Magazine. And Corby, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you.
Great to be here.
So let's start with these two winners, beginning with Jamie Bissonette, the 2014 winner for Best Chef in the Northeast. What can you tell us about him?
He's a guy who really earned his stripes, and he's had a long and fruitful partnership with Ken Oringer of many restaurants in Boston, and they've opened together Toro. I first discovered his talents with meat at KO Prime. Ken decided he would open a steakhouse on the second floor of 90, the boutique hotel on Tremont Street downtown. And I am not so crazy about steakhouses. I like good steak. But what Jamie could do with meat, I thought, was pretty remarkable. Then the two of them opened Toro, the very popular tapas bar in the South End, which was a huge hit and deservedly. And from there, they went to the restaurant that's maybe always going to be my favorite in their collaboration, which is called Copa.
Mm-hmm. Great Italian food, right?
Also in the South End, well, great meatballs and great, really rustic Southern Italian pastas. Heavy on meat, heavy on pepper, and so much charcuterie, so much sausage, home-cured meats. He's really a master of meats. So he made his reputation, and then just last fall, he and Ken opened a huge New York branch of Toro right next to Del Posto, a very famous luxury four-star Mario Batali restaurant whose cook Mark Ladner is a fantastic celebrity. So they've gone head-to-head with these New York celebs.
Well, Corby, let's listen to Jamie. We've actually got some tape from him because he's known, first of all, as a local champion of nose-to-tail cooking when you use the whole animal. And we have a clip here when he was on the Food Network cooking competition show Chopped back in 2011 in which he compares cooking to punk music. Let's listen.
And I think cooking is comparable to punk rock because you lay it out on the table.
Look at that.
Just like punk, there's no apologies. You're going to like it or you don't. I don't care how to get flavor into a dish, it's going to get there. I use everything. I use the radishes, I use the leaves. I use the pig, I use the tail, I use the skin. I'm going to win this competition because I don't like to lose, and I want to put Boston back on the map.
All right, there we go. Boston back on the map. And speaking of that, we should talk about Barbara Lynch, who most definitely put Boston on the map with her big win last night. She was named Outstanding Restaurateur. Give us some context. How big a deal is this award for Barbara Lynch?
It's not only huge for Barbara. It's huge for women business entrepreneurs. That's what the significance of this award is. Barbara's an enormously talented cook. She started at Galleria Italiana, where I will always remember her pastas. And then she went to Number 9 Park, turned it into a place that Bostonians love to come right across from the Capitol. She has this knack. She has she's enormously gifted for finding locations and for design. Her design sense is terrific, as in Menton, her super luxury restaurant that helped revive the waterfront, along with Sportello, which she's revamping. Now that she really had so much to do with the revival of an entire financially oriented neighborhood of Boston, the waterfront across from South Station. Mm. That Barbara has a lot to do with that. So her business gifts, her entrepreneurship, And I don't know that we can say this on the radio, but when I heard her talking about women and food at a big chef's convention in Denmark, which is kind of all the hip chefs, and I got to go, it had to do with a certain part of the male anatomy. There's two of them. Women don't have them. And she was essentially saying, I've got a bigger pair than any of you.
I see.
She didn't have to say it. She just
I think you just said it. I got it, Corby.
She's a bold businesswoman with enormous taste and shrewdness. And to sell it, to succeed in what has been a man's game. Last night was a very good win for women. Nancy Silverton, also a businesswoman and cookbook writer and adventurer, as Barbara is, she won Outstanding Chef. It was a huge night for women. And as far as putting Boston back on the map, I have to say, I love it that Jamie wanted to use his national TV celebrity to make everybody think of Boston. We're very lucky. Boston has been on the map for food.
Well, Corby Cummer, we're lucky to have you as well. That's Corby Cummer, senior editor at The Atlantic, restaurant critic for Boston Magazine. James Beard, award-winning food writer, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.